It's 4 o'clock and time now for Music Planet with Lopa Qatari.
The Garifuna Collective and the contagious rhythms of Belize, Waya Waste, from Aban, their first release since 2013. Aban means one and signifies the coming together not just of several generations that form the collective, but also the culture and traditions of the Garifuna that draw on many communities and peoples. And you can find out more about Garifuna music in our Music Planet road trip from Belize with the group's producer, Ivan Duran. That's available on BBC Sounds. I'm Lopa Qatari with you for the next hour. And we continue with a new release on the World Village label out next month. And it comes from Babani Kone, a beautiful voice from Mali, who's paired on this track with the late Zumana Tereta, a revered musician and singer also from Mali. This is Dua Den.
Emanu masai seva
Do I dare?
Babani Kone and Dua Den from her eponymous album, due to be released on the 7th of February. A new direction for this Malian griot, who's teamed up with producer Liam Farrell, aka Dr. L, who you might know from his work with Bongwana Star and Les Amazons d'Afrique. And in fact, we have a track from his brand new album with Les Amazons coming up towards the end of today's programme. Also released at the beginning of next month, though strictly not a new release, is Flash of the Spirit from composer and trumpeter John Hassell, known for what's been termed fourth world music, where technology and roots meet, recorded in 1987 when he hooked up with Farafina, an all-singing, all-dancing troupe from Burkina Faso. This was progressive music in 1987 and still sounds adventurous and relevant today. Thank you. Well, after John Hassell, we heard Vedan Kolod Folk Group, a family group from Siberia formed by Tatiana Narishkina. The track was The Spell, and it comes from their third album, The Wolf's Path, originally released in 2008 and re-released last November by Firestorm Productions. All the songs are original, but based on medieval Slavic Russian folk songs and melodies. No synths, no electronic processing, just tight vocal harmonies and rudimentary instrumental backing. Vedan Kolod, if you're interested, means prophetic tree. And now for this week's Music Planet road trip, in which we sample the music and culture of different locations around the world, from roots-based traditional styles to the latest contemporary sounds, and with local experts on the ground as your guide. Today, Jérôme Galabert of the Sakifor Festival in Réunion reports on the vibrant music scene of this small island in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Réunion Island is a French island and a French department since 1946. It might sound a bit funny, but therefore we are part of the European community. So it's a funny little place in the middle of the Indian Ocean, which is linked to Europe in terms of administration. The population of Réunion Island is about just underneath 900,000 people. This population is extremely mixed with a lot of the people living here that are descended from the African community and slavery. After the ending of slavery, there's been a lot of people coming from India that we call engagés, the workers that were meant to replace the workers in the field after the end of the slavery. A lot of the population also come from China, Pakistanis also region, and obviously Europe as well. At the end, it makes a very mixed population that lives peacefully on this small volcanic island. We have a very nice volcano situated in the east and south coast of the island, which is called Piton de la Fournaise. Very active one. Eruptions happens twice or three times a year, but it's also very safe and it's a very nice place to come and discover. I am running a music festival since now 16 years on this island called Sakifo Music Festival. I also run a small label called Sakifo Records, and I'm going to try to give you a taste of the actual music scene. This scene is very active. We on the island have something like around 20 venues, plus the bars and restaurants, beach bars, that put on live music almost every week. It's also very active in terms of recording. There's about 360 new releases every year of local music produced in all different kind of genders. A lot of the genders are here in Réunion Island, very mixed, and this is one of the aspects I would like to make you discover today. The original traditional music known in Réunion Island is Maloya. Maloya is directly music coming from the slavery, and it's a lot of ternary rhythms based on percussions and singing. This music is still made in Réunion Island and still very active. We have some very famous now artists like Lindigo or Daniel Warhol, which is obviously the most famous one. But we have artists with a new generation keeping the tradition very much alive. And the first artist I wanted to make you discover is Tilou.
Maloya Gaia Katou, mon physique, le point de beauté lyrique où le sang n'a pas beaucoup lié. Pour moi, malo yaga yaka tous, mon physique. Le point de beauté élevé, où le sang n'a pas pour couler. Oh le point de beauté élevé,
où le sang n'a pas pour couler.
Oh le point de beauté élevé,
où le sang n'a pas pour couler.
Oh malheur yakaba, pas pour la gloire, pour la mémoire des fins, mi chante malheur yakaba.
Oh Maloya Gaya, pas d'un fénoir, pour tout combat banan, mi danse Maloya.
Chilun is an artist that has released 3 albums already. He plays Maloya, which is very almost down tempo. You got some very up tempo Maloya, but this one is more down tempo. He has played before with musician that plays with Daniel Waro, but he has played a lot also with one of the famous ancient old artist called Firmin Viry. As I said, the tradition of mixing the different genre and the different culture is very much alive, and it's very much into the diversity of the population here. For example, Chilun that you just heard has just made a creation with the Cape Verdean artist called Elida Almeida, creation called Rugai Verde that I just played the festival this year. To give you another aspect of this mixing, I've chosen a young artist, Maya Kamati. She is the daughter of Gilbert Pugnat, the leader of a very famous band in Réunion Island called Ziskakan, and Annie Grondin, who is a storyteller. She's very much educated in a tradition, but she's chosen to move on to mixing the old Maloya with another genre of music like electronic music or reggae. And in this track that you're going to hear, she actually mixed it another genre of the Indian Ocean music, very linked to Mauritius Island and Réunion Island, which is a sega. There's a variation of this sega moving on to reggae, and that became kind of a movement in the past years called sege. This track, Mazin, is actually one of this kind of music that was played, very actual, and released on the previous album of Maya. And on that track, she invited Flavia Coelho from Brazil. And that gives you also an idea of the way even the young generation is very open to mix things with others.
Oh, t'es mon nation, dans ton main tes talons, si tu peux porter attention. Oh, t'es mon nation, dans ton main tes talons, si tu peux porter attention. Réagir, réagir sem pensar. Cada é por si. Egoísmo pra longe de mim. Dê a mão. Dê perdão. Que Deus vai te ajudar. Se dia você precisar, para saber o que a vida te faz amanhã. E se dia você perder tudo, você perder tudo. Foi vigilante e sempre presente. Cuidou dos amigos, amou o inimigo. Amém. Quem fala de amor hoje é condenado. Quem é gentil hoje é menos pesado. Eu sei. Eu quero ser rica de felicidade. Andar de chinelo e sorrir à vontade. Até andar de chinelo e sorrir à vontade. Parei. Paro de chorar o amanhã. Não vou mais chorar o amanhã.
Imagine mon pau en le coco. Imagine mon quelle est en fado.
This artist, Maya Kamati, is very relevant when it comes to talk about this new generation. We could have talked about artists like Grand Semé or Saudage. This young generation is very good nowadays into exporting their music. Maya Kamati is now playing the Womex, and also they are beneficiary of the work that the previous generation has done. And one of the artists that opened this Womex stage a few years ago is called Nathalie Natiambe, and she is on the side on a personal project working on a very rock project with an artist from the Comoro Islands, from Anjouan, called Munawar. It's very interesting and also very relevant to show the open-minded of the local scene and also the different mixing of the genre. This rock title called Blue Suicide is just one of this project called Pigment, and I think it's also very relevant to give you an aspect of the diversity that we have in terms of sound in Réunion Island at the moment. Island being a French island, the official language obviously is French, but the language that most of the people talk every day is Creole. And as you can see, the common link in between all the creativity and the creation in Réunion Island music-wise is mainly based onto Creole use. And even there, on this track from Pigment, there's a bit of French, Creole, and the Comoro Island language as well. But most of the tracks is based on the Creole. This is now also happening into the very youth scene. We have now an artist called DJ Seb, who is a young DJ, less than 30 years old, living in the city of Saint-Denis, very urban kind of way of living compared to the rest of the island. And he's a very talented young DJ, creating some music more into urban dancehall kind of genre, but the Creole language is very present and very important. Ralsa track that I'm gonna play for you is one of the huge hit that just happened in the island. All the island is dancing on his songs. He has a lot of views and starting to export himself, and it's very, again, relevant in terms of diversity of what is created here.
La miwa pour te faire commande, mon le en place. En mode rien n'a pas de mal, vu qu'il fait la grimace. N'aï pète la tête quand il voit le cafouine des casse. Pansement, t'es les gars, le chien va comment. Les naïras en mode Pablo Escobar. Les naïras en mode aller-retour jusqu'au bas. Les naïras en mode tu connais ce qu'il n'est pas. La gué, la gué, allez, fight.
Ao, comment on parle ça? Ao, comment on parle ça? Ao, comment on parle ça?
Ao, comment on parle ça? Au comment on râle ça? Au comment on râle ça? Parce qu'il paraît qu'on est bon, on est un mouton, nous comment on râle ça? Au comment on râle ça? Au comment on râle ça? Parce qu'il paraît qu'on est bon, on est un mouton, nous comment on râle ça?
As you can see, we've chosen to give you an idea of how active and diverse the music scene is in Réunion Island, where the artists can make music which is purely traditional, but also exploring other ways and other kind of mixing. We are living on this island with a very mixed population, and this hopefully gave you an idea of that, and I hope you enjoyed it.
What a lovely road trip. Our thanks to Jérôme Galabelt of the Sakifo Festival and record label for that Music Planet road trip from Réunion. This is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Katari.
L'infant que no vol dormir ni amb bressol ni amb cadira, sinó a la vora del foc allà els braços de la dida. La dida em feia un gran foc amb llenya seca d'alzina, i amb l'ardoreta del foc la dida sí adormida. La dida al despertar troba l'infant sent reviva, ja n'arrenqué un gran crit, valga'm Déu, Verge Maria. Ja n'arrenqué un gran crit, valga'm Déu, Verge Maria, ajudeu-me per a tot, pel rei seré perseguida. Tenint aquestes raons, el criat el rei arriba. Aquí teniu plata i or i requisits per la dida. No vull plata ni or ni requisits per la dida. Se m'ha cremat l'infantó que tan amor li tenia. Tenint aquestes raons, el rei dirà on teniu l'infant, era el bressol que dormia. Dirà, aneu-lo a buscar, que ara veure voldríem. La dida se'n va al pres, molt trista i afligida. Ja en trobe a l'infantó, que l'infant rialla viva. Gire los ulls a lo cel, valga'm Déu, Verge Maria. Hey! El favor que vos m'heu fet, com jo us el pagaria. De tres pomes d'or que tinc, la millor us oferiria. De tres pomes d'or que tinc, la millor us oferiria. De tres pomes la millor us oferiria.
Moliner i la molinera de llavorsí diu que és tan ric i ara s'ha vist quin tibon lliure es deu a la farga i d'altres tantes a llavorsí. Trico, 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 trico.
Lo moliner i la molinera de llavorsí diu que és tan ric i ara s'ha vist 28 lliures deu a la farga i d'altres tantes a llavorsí. Trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco. Lo moliner i la molinera de llavorsí, lo pols de la farina els en fa molt por, els en fa molt por. Trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco. Lo moliner i la molinera de llavorsí, les conills, truites i anguiles no els en fan no, no els en fan no. Trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco. Lo moliner i la molinera de llavorsí són caçadors d'escopeta i pescadors d'esparavé. Trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco. Lo moliner i la molinera de llavorsí ja se'n van a la taverna, vingué pa i vi, vingué pa i vi. Trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco, trico, trico, traco. Lo moliner i la molinera de llavorsí ja s'emporten la pitxella cap a dormir, ai, vet aquí. Trico, trico, traco, 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 trico, trico, traco.
I si voleu que us digui la veritat, són fills de Rialc.
Or now Obiols and two intriguing tracks from his solo album, Tost. Obiols is from Catalan Pyrenees, and for this project, he recorded birds, rivers, local voices, and many more sounds from the forests and mountains around him and turned them into musical ideas. The album is called Tost, after the valley and river that runs through the village that his grandfather grew up in and that has proved such an inspiration, and it's out now on Microscopy. Well, next week, Music Planet comes from Celtic Connections, and one of the artists featured at the festival is Sam Lee. He'll be launching his new album, Old Wow, which is devoted to the natural world, a subject matter close to Sam's heart. He's going to be touring England and Wales throughout February, but in the meantime, here's a taster. This is Worthy Wood.
Sleep, my darling, darling little one. Sleep, my lovely, lovely little one. For your heart is heavy gold, for your precious hands to hold. Sleep then, sleep my darling, darling little one. Sleep, my darling, darling little one. Sleep, my lovely, lovely little one. For the dear God, he don't mind if you find us too unkind. Sleep then, sleep my darling, darling little one. Sleep my darling, darling little one. Sleep, my lovely, lovely little one. You will come to cry for me, for the cutting of the tree, the elder for the crisscross tree, diminishing responsibility, a gypsy nail prophecy, inherit no one's tragedy. Sleep then, sleep my darling, darling little one.
The king of all birds in Stephen's day was caught in the furs. Although he was little, his honor was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a treat. He said he was going to kill and all. I met the wren upon the wall. Opened me wattle and knocked him down and brought him into Carrick Town. Drolling, drolling, where's your nest? He's in the bush that I love best. In the bush, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me. Oh, put the kettle and down with the pan and give us a penny to bury the wren. We follow the wren 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. Follow the wren 3 miles or more at 6 o'clock in the morning. Have a little box under me arm, under me arm, under me arm. Have a little box under me arm, a penny or tuppence will do it no harm. Oh, Mrs. Kelly's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mrs. Kelly's a very good woman, she gave us a penny to bury the wren.
Truly accomplished and joyful singer Lisa O'Neill, who was nominated for 4 BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards last year. Her 3-track EP explores fact and myth, folklore and memory. And that was the title track, The Wren, The Wren. She's on tour in the UK starting the 2nd of February at the Folk House in Bristol and finishes up at the Greystones in Sheffield on the 18th, not forgetting Union Chapel in London on the 6th and the CCA in Glasgow on the 16th. Real World Records, that celebrated its 30th birthday last year, was largely responsible for bringing the voice of one of the greatest Sufi singers, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, to the attention of the Western world. So it's no surprise that amongst their recordings, they've got a rich archive of Sufi music, particularly that of Khan's own Qawwali group, now headed up by his nephews Rizwan and Muazzam. And it's this group, Rizwan Muazzam Qawwali, that is today's classic artist. Qawwali is a form of Islamic devotional music that dates back over 5 centuries, and the songs are all about love, devotion and longing. This is music that builds to a frenzy, bringing the Qawwals, the singers, ever closer to God. It is passionate, ecstatic and entrancing. And Rizwan and Muazzam, who studied under their uncle Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, are a great example of Qawwali and a tribute to the teachings of their uncle.
I'm not afraid to die.
Rizwan Muazzam Kowali and Dil Wali Gal Karni, Talk of the Heart, from their album A Better Destiny, released in 2001 on Real World. And if that piqued your interest, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's plenty more out there for you to listen to. Next up, a rather unusual pairing of a Greek singer and lute player, George Zylouris, and Australian rock drummer Jim White, who I'm delighted to say are going to be on tour in the UK this month and are coming in to chat with Catherine Tickell and record a session for us on Music Planet. Here's Black Sea from their last album, The Sisypheans, inspired by the story of Sisyphus, the king of Corinth, whose punishment for his sins was to have to push a boulder uphill only to have it rolled down again, a task repeated for eternity.
Εξόρισε μημήρα μου σε βασιδάσω με ένα κατώ στη μα κατώ στη κάτω στη μαύρη θάλασσα, κάτω στη μαύρη θάλασσα.
Xyluris White, who are going to be in session on Music Planet on the 22nd of February. Well, that's it for Music Planet today. Next week, Catherine Tickell brings you some of the action live from this year's Celtic Connections in Glasgow. Guests include Jocelyn Pettit and Fiona Hunter. To play us out, as promised, I've got a track from the brand new album by Les Amazons d'Afrique, released on Real World this coming Friday. Like the Babani Kone we heard earlier, it was produced by Dr. L. Liam Farrell. And this track features the singer Rokia Kone, no relation as far as we know, but one of Mali's rising stars. Dreams is based on an old Bambara song, which tells of a proud warrior of Segu. So from the new album, Amazon Power, here's Rokia Kone with Les Amazons d'Afrique and Dreams.
Les Amazons d'Afrique and Dreams, featuring Rokia Kone. Today's Music Planet was presented by Lopa Kutari and produced by Felix Carey. And now here on BBC Radio 3, another chance to hear some live music first broadcast last September on J to Z.
Hello and welcome. It's Julian Joseph here, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined here by the young British tenor saxophonist Leo Richardson. He and his band will be with me for the next hour and a half playing an exclusive session for us here at J to Z. So here they are, kicking things off with a piece called The Demise.